Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, of course, the show that gives you all it is tech news from one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. Before we get into the news today, do me a quick favor and enable notifications for this channel if you haven't already. And if you don't know what it is, it's really, really simple. All you do is hit the little bell icon and that'll give you a push notification on your phone when we do upload a video. So this will avoid any subscription feed issues, so you'll never miss an episode. Go ahead and do it now. And while you do that, I'll do the news. At some point last week, I showed you that you can enable night mode for the Android version of the Twitter app. And let's all admit, night mode for any application is like super tits. But if you have Twitter for iOS, you would notice that you don't see tits. There's no way of obtaining the titsness that is night mode. Until today. The iOS version of the Twitter app has been updated, and if you get the update, then boom, you get night mode. Boom. Just like that. Simple. You can now obtain the tits on iOS. As I mentioned plenty of times, there's a PlayStation event on September 7th where they will show off the brand new 4K-enabled PS4. But what if I told you that we're not getting just one new console and we're getting two? What you are supposedly looking at right now is a leaked picture of the PS4 Slim, which is going to be the second console announced on September 7th. So we'll get a 4K-enabled PS4 and then this cheaper PS4 Slim. So if you've been holding out, you haven't purchased a PS4 yet because it's too expensive, maybe you would like to look into the PS4 Slim. Of course, if this is a real thing, I think it's a real thing. We'll find out September 7th. Okay, so this next one's going to be kind of rough for some of you, but that's why I'm here. I'm here for you. I'm your pal. I'm your bud. On September 22nd, Samsung says they will be shutting down Milk Music, their radio service. And they said that if you're sad by this, you should switch over to Slacker Radio. I guess Slacker actually powered Milk Music. Okay. What the fuck was Milk Music? When was that a thing? And why didn't we stop this earlier? Speaking of Samsung, their phones are beautiful. There's no denying that. The newer phones, the design of those things are like on fleek, as the kids say. But the problem is, for some of you, you don't want to shell out $800, $900 for a new Samsung phone. It seems, though, that in an official capacity, Samsung will be launching a refurbished program. So when people actually trade in their Samsung phones to upgrade, those phones will then be refurbished and then resold to a lucky person such as yourself that doesn't want to pay full price for a Samsung phone and would rather purchase a refurbished phone, a refurbished phone for a cheaper price, is what I was trying to say there. Words sometimes don't work. Shut up. Android N Nougat has officially begun to roll out. Of course, if you have a Nexus device, you are first in line. The rest of you might have to wait months. Because that's how it works. Fragmentation on Android is f***ing real. So if you has a Nexus 6P, 5X, 6, 9, and or Nexus Player, you, my friends, can expect to get it first. So check for a software update right now if you haven't already. Though a lot of people are complaining saying they don't have it yet. That might be the case for you. And if it is the case for you, I'm sorry. Don't shoot the messenger. It seems that at some point in September, we might be seeing an on-demand streaming service coming from Pandora, of all people. Now, I guess this doesn't entirely surprise me. I mean, they have to compete at this point with services like Spotify and Apple Radio and Tidal, if you use Tidal. I'm interested to see what comes of this. I think that Pandora, for the longest time, was solid. The radio streaming service has been great for years, but unfortunately, as things progressed and as the years went by, services like Spotify and Apple Music just made Pandora's business model look completely outdated. So at this point, I think they have to create something new to compete. The problem is, I think they're jumping a little too late on the bandwagon, if you know what I'm saying. The service will supposedly cost $10 a month, but I'm curious, will you guys even consider this? Let's just assume you're using Spotify or Apple Music. Are you going to consider using anything from Pandora? What would it take from Pandora? What features would you need to see to make the switch? I'm curious. Let me know in the comment section below. It is now time for Ask FPT, the segment where I take one question from you and I answer it for you. Today's question is from Liz on Twitter. She says, would you ever wear a hoodie with grilled cheese sandwiches on it? You know what? I would consider it. I like grilled cheese. I think it's a great snacky snack. And putting it on a hoodie, I guess I wouldn't see a problem with that. I just have to find it. Like, where would you actually find a hoodie with grilled cheese on? You know what I'm saying? Like, is that a thing? Is that a thing I could find? Because if I could find it, I would do it. I don't see why I wouldn't do it. It's a pretty solid idea. And that's the show. Hopefully you liked it, you learned something. If you did, be sure to hit that subscribe button down below. Click it or tick it. Also, as a reminder, enable notifications on this channel so when we upload, boom, you will be notified. You can also follow us on Twitter @FrontPageTech. And I will see yo asses tomorrow.